This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Brandon is a writer, producer, and singer. He's an upcoming artist with many achievements already under his belt. He stops by to tell me about them and how he got his start in music. Thanks, Brandon, for joining. When did you get into music?
Thank you so much, Mason. Thank you for having me on the show. Well, the first piece of music I ever heard as a child was Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. I was about 3 years old at the time, and I remember being mesmerized by the production, her singing, the songwriting. Obviously, I wasn't thinking that at the time, but now I know it to be that were the things that I loved about it. It was written by Max Martin, and I think it's come full circle now because I met him a year ago, and it feels surreal to be able to be surrounded by these people who inspired me at the very beginning to start making music. My mother also had a big role to play in my musical upbringing. She brought me to violin lessons, piano lessons, put me in competitions and concerts, and always supported me, bought me instruments, paid for my tuition, has supported me all the way. So my mother and Max Martin would be the two reasons why I'm doing music.
Which category do you fall under? Are you a DJ, a singer, songwriter, producer, or are you all of these?
I would say I'm a bit of everything, to be honest. My debut single, Too Late, which came out on midnight on St. Patrick's Day, no connection there, a culmination, in my opinion, of my whole musical upbringing. I wrote the song, I produced the song, I mixed the song, I sung it, I recorded it, I play violin in it, play electric violin in it, there's some trumpets, there's some trombones, there's some orchestral samples, oboe, clarinet, flutes, everything. So primarily, I would like to be considered an artist because it's the first single from my artist project, and that's what I want to develop, and that's what I want to be promoting. So yeah, call me whatever else you want, but artist kind of encapsulates it all, to be honest.
Now, I read you received a scholarship to Yehudi Menuhin School at the age of 14. What instruments did you study there?
So when I moved there at 14, I was quite headstrong on violin. I had to audition on violin. Yehudi Menuhin himself was in fact a violinist. The school is focused primarily on strings. In fact, that's the only instruments that you can study there. While I was there, I did violin as my main instrument and piano as a secondary instrument because everybody had to study piano and it's the basis of most harmony. There were so many classes. We had improvisation, orchestra, quartet, chamber music, harmony, oral, composition, music theory, music harmony, the list goes on. It was a non-stop musical extravaganza for anybody who loved music and was good enough. So I'm grateful for my study and my education there because I wouldn't be here without it, to be honest.
When did you realize that you wanted to expand from instruments to becoming a singer?
So believe it or not, the first song I ever wrote was before I went to Menuhin School. I wrote it at the piano myself, thought nothing of it, and it ended up getting sung by my whole school, my primary school at the time. I think I was only like 10. And that was a surreal moment for me because I felt like the cool kid in the school for like 10 seconds. And I think that like set a seed in my mind possibly that, you know, pop music is cool. Writing songs is cool. I hadn't really got much attention from my friends for any of my achievements in the classical world, really. So that was a really surreal moment for me. I went on to Menuhin School, forgot about that, but it was there in my mind. And then when I finally moved to London, things started happening in pop music and there were much more opportunities than that. And one thing came to another and now here I am doing pop music. I wouldn't say if left the classical music behind because I'm drawing on it in my songs and I'm drawing on that, you know, musical theory and training in all of my songs. So it's still within me. But right now I'm just doing pop music because it's freeing. I feel it coming out of me and it's kind of composing in a way. My experiences, I'm drawing on them and putting them out into the world and it's quite exciting.
Do you ever integrate your instruments with your music?
I would say my classical training in harmony and composition that I got from the Yehudi Menuhin School is what integrates all the instruments together in my music. That is what I'm drawing on when I'm producing that training. It's a very rigorous approach to classical music, and I definitely would say it's not for the faint-hearted.
Tell me about your latest song, Too Late.
So I met a girl during lockdown and she would come over to my place and we would hang out. My building has a communal rooftop and there's like views of London and the city and it's quite nice. And she would come over most evenings for a while actually. And one night I mustered up the courage to tell her how I felt about her. And that was that I was like falling in love. And she said, "Oh no, we're just friends." So long story short, she friend zoned me. And so I felt really inspired to write this song about it. And that's what this is about. The line, "City sunset glittering red, how could I have ever impressed?" Literally describing the scenes of the city sunset in London, comparing her to the beauty of that.
How long did it take you to work on Too Late?
To be honest, I was very inspired. I think it was one of the first songs I've written truly from the heart. And as a result, it came together so effortlessly, I was quite speechless. I couldn't believe it.
Last year, you amassed 100 million streams. You wrote and you produced for other artists. Now, for an artist out there trying to make it in the industry, what can you suggest to them?
I think the best advice I would have for other producers or artists out there is Benny Blanco, who has a significant number of hits, says this all the time, and I think it's the greatest piece of advice. You get success by being the nice guy in the room. And he actually goes on to say, the reason I have so many hits is because I make fart jokes at the beginning of sessions, because I disarm people's inhibitions when I'm working with them, that they're not embarrassed to make ideas. And it's often the embarrassing ideas that go on to become great hits. So not being afraid to say what's on your mind, even if you think it's weird or not good. Making people feel at ease in the studio. And genuinely just being nice and always being generous with your time and your effort and your money, and people will come around and people will eventually, you know, you reap what you sow, you earn your stripes, be nice and make fart jokes.
What are some of your future plans?
Too Late is the first single from my artist project. I want to build that artist project. I want to perform shows. I dream of someday, or I intend to someday, play sold out arenas, sold out stadiums, sold out world tours. I want to get Grammys. I will get Grammys without a shadow of a doubt. As an artist, as a producer for other people, as a writer for other people, maybe someday make a record label, but that's down along the line. But primarily Grammys and sold out stadium tours. Oh, and of course, beat Max Martin's record of how many number ones. I think Paul McCartney has 32. So 33 number ones would be cool, but Max Martin is 23 right now. He'll probably have more before he dies, so I'll try and beat him to it, hopefully.
Thank you, Brainin, for joining me. You can also like and follow him on Facebook.com/BraininOfficial. That's Facebook.com/BrainInOfficial.
This has been The Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.